May 4th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, come to me with confidence, for it is through your trust in me all things are possible." I cannot resist a loving, trusting heart. Surrender all your crosses to me. This is a sign of your trust. I see into every heart. I understand all your sadness. I celebrate with you your every victory. Today, I ask you to pray for all the poor souls in purgatory. These souls are unable to help themselves, but you can help them to advance through the many chambers of purgatory. Yes, I am telling you, just as there are chambers in the United Hearts, there are chambers in purgatory. The lowest chamber is much the same as hell. There are many there who were not true to their vocations in life, whether it was a religious vocation or a calling in the secular world. The prayers you offer for such as these help advance them to the next chamber. This chamber holds those who led lives filled with pride. They did not pray to recognize the pride in their hearts, nor did they try to come closer to me. There is also a chamber reserved for those who would not pray and would not accept the crosses in their lives. The highest chamber is one step removed from heaven. In this chamber, the soul's greatest suffering is not being in my presence. Here I must state that not believing in purgatory does not negate its existence. Disbelief cannot change the reality of truth. When you help a poor soul to advance through purgatory, that soul is your constant ally throughout the rest of your life. Be generous in your prayers for all the poor souls, and especially your deceased family members. They will thank you. A note is given to read Psalm 3, verse 8. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Another note is given to read 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, 43 through 45. For if he were not expecting that those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he was looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore, he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.